Well, it's as good as any other explanation you can come up with, and there are many.
And we know, Art, that there have been these stories since the 40s of silver discs with non-human beings being found in New Mexico and other places. And you got that. You've now had one correspondence that you have put out. You've gotten another. I don't know if you are going to distribute that publicly, but it comes down to the fact that somebody says that they have had pieces of artifacts from a crash, and in the letter it says Roswell. We don't know where. There's no specific coordinates.
All right, if I might, let me stop you and tell everybody the second letter, the one Linda
right.
is now referring to with regard to the Roswell pieces, is now on the Internet. It's under anonymous letters that you see first the photographs of the material, then the first letter, and now the second letter has been added to it as of this moment on my webpage.
Okay.
Linda, if you would, start out.
Yeah.
You've been a middle person for me, and I really want to thank you, because getting stuff, something like this, is actually kind of a burden.
It is very difficult, Art, because you now are experiencing what, for the last 16 years, trying to find anybody with very credible professional credentials who would be willing to look at physical tissue
yes.
and samples in the unusual animal death was difficult. And now, having to deal with artifacts that may have come from a craft from someplace else is also difficult. And we are still experiencing the same syndrome that these professionals ask for and must remain anonymous in order to protect their positions in their work.
All right. How much can you tell us about the scientist? He's well
yes.
credentialed.
Yes, he is.
Who examined this possible wreckage?
Yes, and he is in a major Midwestern university. He has been helping me and several other investigators in several aspects of the phenomena for about 7 years. His work is extremely good, well done, and he has been looking at the alleged Roswell UFO crash artifact that you received last month.
All right, can you, before we get to that, tell us what kind of tests were done on the material?
Yes. You gave him 10 pieces, and the 10 pieces broke down into 5 small, what turn out to be, this is very interesting, they are perfect squares. They've been measured, and they are exactly 6 millimeters by 6 millimeters square and less than 1 millimeter thick. And every one of those 5 little squares weighs exactly 160 milligrams each.
How likely is that? Because the pieces I gave you, Linda, were not all shaped the same. I gave you some circles, I think, some
right.
oblongs, and some squares.
That's right. The 5 squares are
exactly
perfect squares. And they exactly weigh 160 milligrams each, and they are machined. The edges of each one of those little squares, when they looked at, and this comes to your question, he used a scanning electron microscope, which is used with, the scanning electron microscope is used with the energy dispersive spectroscopy. Now, what this all means, these big words, is that they have the ability now with scanning electron microscope to take something, let's say this is 6 millimeters wide, which is just a little bit over a quarter of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go down to the surface, and they can keep going down and down. They get down to 1 to 2 microns. And to show you how small that is, if you could take and isolate a single blood cell out of your bloodstream, it would be about 7 microns in diameter, a blood cell. They're going down to 1 to 2 microns, which is about a third the size of a blood cell, to take a look at things on these artifacts that you sent. And when they get to a place that they're interested in, or various places, they then can ratchet change into a particular kind of switch, which is the energy dispersive spectroscopy. And when you find out what you want to measure and you're on a spot, this will determine exactly what elements are there. Well, when they did this on the five little squares, on the two ellipticals, which also were 6 millimeters wide.
Lynn, I'm going to ask you to hold on for just a moment, if you would, and we'll be right back to you. We are at the half-hour mark, folks.